Ladies and gentlemen, New York City, please welcome Todd Barry.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for that big live album style applause. We're already off to a great, great start. Holy shit, this place is packed out. Let me tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to be doing a mixture of really old shit that I'm tired of, spiced up with a few things that are too new to be performed, but I'll do them anyway. I guess what I'm saying is I'm about to do a really shitty show for you. And thanks for coming out. Time to do some masturbation jokes. I saw a guy masturbating at an automatic teller machine. Yeah. Even I was totally silent and grossed out at first. But then I realized, hey, there have been times I've checked my balance. And I find, wow, I got a little more money than I thought. And you want to celebrate. But you just got to count to 10, take a few deep breaths, and then move that little party to a different location. You've got to be strong and resist the temptation of those nasty, slutty bank machines. Some guys go crazy with the masturbation. I was reading an article on this thing, auto-erotic asphyxiation. Some guys actually choke themselves with a belt while they're doing it. I read 800 men a year die from doing this. I was like, no way, not 800. Then I remembered how many times I've nearly killed myself with just conventional masturbation. Just regular old meat and potatoes, mom and pop, missionary position masturbation has almost sent me to that lonely little Ramada Inn room in the sky. Now I travel out, I've masturbated at every hotel chain, and I'm here to tell you, Ramada Inns are the best hotels to masturbate in. And no, I'm not being paid to say that. They're always making movies in my neighborhood. And the filmmaker's very cutthroat. They put a sign in front of my building and said, we're making a movie in your neighborhood. Could you cooperate and cancel all your deliveries? Okay. Hello, drugstore. Could you hold off on delivering my prescription? Yeah, I don't want my heart medication interfering with the big Kiefer Sutherland comeback. Nah, it's going to happen. It's, don't fucking deliver that shit. I grew up in Florida. Friend of mine just went down to Florida, took his first trip to Disney World. He came back complaining that it was too touristy. I was like, oh man, don't tell me that. The tourist found out about Disney World? Damn. That used to be my secret little hideaway. Me and the guys every day after school used to rush over to the Magic Kingdom, pay the $95 admission fee. I try to stay away from tourists here in New York. That's why I hang out at a place called Planet Hollywood. Check it out if you want to hang with the townies and the locals. I hated Florida. The only good thing about Florida, great air conditioning everywhere. I meet people every summer in New York who tell me they don't like air conditioning. They're like, I don't like air conditioning. It's not natural. I don't like it. And I guess I see their point, because what is air conditioning? It's just a definite solution to a problem. It's hot in here. Click. Now it's cool in here. Ooh, you're right. This does suck. You know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?